Kelly O'Hara opens a door and shows me around her large, older home in Mapleton, Kansas, where she lives with her three children.
There's three bedrooms upstairs with a very large bathroom. It's about as big as my bedroom, actually.
The small natural gas company that once provided heat for her and others in the area shut down. The city of Mapleton applied for a federal grant that would pay to convert homes to propane heat. The grant was awarded June 1st, but so far the update has not happened.
I thought it was going to be done over the summer. I figured by now it would be, like, completed with everybody.
Kelly is on disability, and she can't afford to pay for the upgrade herself. She has an app on her phone that she uses to check the weather.
And I kind of just keep watch, and when it's weather's a little chilly, you know, we all stay in my bedroom and turn the space heater on.
Jerry and Mary Faye Lallman live nearby and are in a similar situation. Mary Faye says they have already paid to convert some of their appliances to propane themselves, but they won't be reimbursed under the grant.
Well, we couldn't go without our stove and our hot water and all that. We couldn't want to do without that.
They're waiting for the grant to pay to update their furnace, which they think could cost thousands of dollars. So their heat right now, well, they point to a space heater in the living room.
Right there behind you.
That little space heater.
Yeah, we got two of them. Yeah. No, it ain't much, but as long as it don't get very cold, it don't take much.
Even by Kansas standards, Mapleton is a small community. Fewer than 100 people live there. But it does have a city government. Two of the city council members and the mayor could not be reached for comment. Others did not respond to messages. When reached by phone, council member Arlene Schaefer would not comment on the grant or the amount of time it's taking. Rumors have been circulating that somehow the grant could be jeopardized if city council members spoke to the media. The Kansas Department of Commerce, which is administering the grant, says that's not accurate. Commerce officials did respond to questions on the grant and how long it's taking.
The city and the grant administrators are working as quickly as possible to try and get the work completed in, you know, as brief a time span as possible while still meeting all of the requirements set out.
That's Matt Keith, a spokesperson for the Kansas Commerce Department. He says a federal grant comes with requirements. They had to get an environmental review. They had to take bids from contractors on actually doing the work. It just takes time, and they have to make sure it's all handled properly.
Being done efficiently, and it's being done in a way that best serves the interests of the community. And that's why all the guidelines are in place, to really make sure that this money is used to maximum possible effect within the communities that, you know, the grants serve.
Keith says this is a normal amount of time for a community grant like this. But that still leaves Kelly O'Hara watching the weather and wondering if she'll have to go stay with relatives before her heat is updated.
It does. It causes me stress. It bothers me a lot that I might not be able to stay at my house. I might have to go stay somewhere else while we wait for this conversion to happen.
A contractor has now been selected to do the work, so residents are hoping the updates will happen soon. I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka.